Rock 107 WIRX, the Blammy Morning Show. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What the hell?
Oh, someone messed with my board. Who messed with my board? You know what? It was all prepped.
There it is. How you doing there?
Was it you?
I didn't touch your damn board.
You dumb son of a bitch. Was it you?
No, you know what? I come in here right after you. It was probably Benny.
You know what? That's it. Let's fire him. Let's you and I fight. He messed with my board.
You touch the board, you get fired.
That's right. Only I get to set it up. Anyway, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. We are going to talk about asking our significant other questions. Here's the catch, though. They have to answer it truthfully.
You have to ask them one question. They got to answer it truthfully.
Man, I straight up answer.
I got one, and I don't know if I would want to ask her the question, but it's the only one I can think of.
All right, we're going to talk more about this. We got some great comments on Facebook as well. Give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could ask your significant other one question that they had to answer truthfully, what would it be and why? We'll talk more about this in a little bit. Oh, good morning. 7:33. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Today, 3 to 6 inches possible.
Uh-huh.
Depends on how much the weather has to drink.
Right.
<What? laughs> Hey.
Looking like 3 tonight.
High of 15. Tonight, cloudy, more lake effect snow, and a low of 5.
Yeah, take it a little easy there this morning. This snow-covered roads.
It's rough, dude. Yeah, yeah. Highways especially. And real quick, before we get to our topic today, turn your friggin' lights on.
Yeah, come on.
I don't care if it's during the day. Like, obviously, right now, you need your lights on. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, I saw so many people just during the day driving with their lights off. Turn your lights on.
Can I add to that,
too? Yes, of course.
I'm going to add to that. If you're, take it easy. Take it slow, you know? But don't take it 10 miles an hour slow on Napier. Lady driving a white Mazda this morning, driving in the middle of the two lanes at 10 miles an hour. You know, you're putting people's lives in danger.
You are.
Doing 10 as you are doing 15 over.
Get so. And if you're not confident driving, basically all women should stay off the road at this point.
Oh, God.
What? Did I say that?
That was Brock. Brock at brock@wirx.com.
I'm just saying. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could ask your significant other one question, they had to answer it truthfully, what would it be and why? Do you have a question?
I do, man. And I don't know if I would ask this one, but it's really the only one I can think of. Do you think of other people when we have sex?
Oh, damn!
I don't know if I want to know that one.
It is a valid question.
It's a valid question.
That is.
And that, yeah.
Okay, because here's the thing. I almost would feel a little bit better because, again, we're all human here. We're all red-blooded humans.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains are crazy imagination factories that do stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say that somebody hasn't cropped up in my mind during intimate moments.
Well, I got to give you props to that one, bro. You got some cojones for admitting that one.
Because you know what? If your woman were to answer correctly, if Kiki were to answer honestly, I guarantee it's the same. And I'm not saying I'm sitting there like, it's just, you know, things happening.
It's got to be the same, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
For everybody.
I don't know. I hope Kiki's not listening right now.
She's probably like oh. No, not at all.
She's at home sharpening a blade like, thinking about her, huh?
What time you get off work here today?
Yeah. A top headline, radio DJ killed by wife. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could ask your significant other one question, what would it be and why? We got some great answers on Facebook here. Ron Goose. Oh, Goose. Go with Goose, man. By the way, he did an amazing job getting me hooked up. Yeah. Got my house, man. Thanks, Goose. He said, where do you want to eat? That's a brilliant one.
You got to answer it honestly.
Tell me, where do you want to eat?
That's just true for every couple.
I think so, yeah.
You know, because it's the same with my fiance and I.
Yeah.
You know, we just could never decide anything.
I saw something really awesome is what you do. If you want to figure out where your significant other wants to eat, especially on the lady's side, say, so guess where I'm taking you?
Ah.
the first thing that comes to her mind is probably what she wants.
Yes.
And then you go, yeah, you got it right. And then you take it there. Perfect.
This guy's brilliant.
Rick said, what in the hell is wrong with you? I guess that's a fair one. Naomi wants to ask, when are you going to die? Good Lord, Naomi. Jeez.
Right.
Good Lord. By the way, Naomi is I moan backwards.
Oh.
You
figured that one out at the strip club, didn't you?
I did. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What question do you want to ask your significant other that they have to answer? We'll take some phone calls here in a little bit.
Do it.
Yeah. Rock 107 WIRX, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah.
747. It's going to be a cold one today.
Yeah?
Cold one today. Well, not too bad, actually. High of 15.
We were just talking about you joggers that are jogging out in the snow, out into the road because the sidewalks aren't plowed.
Yeah.
You know what? We get it. You're motivated. We get it. You want to go out there and, you know, prove it to the world.
Yeah, yeah.
No. But for God's sakes, it's negative.
Inside.
It's negative four out.
I'm not impressed when you're doing that.
No.
I just go, look at those idiots.
No, actually, I get pissed because I got to swerve out of the way so I don't hit you.
You know what? Screw your resolution.
Right. You're already skinny enough. We get it.
We get it.
All right.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could ask your significant other one question and they had to answer it truthfully, what would it be? Let's take a couple phone calls here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Morning, Larry.
What's up, mate?
Oh, man. The one question would be, we've been together 12 years. Are you ever going to marry me?
Oh, boy. That's deep.
Yeah.
I was hoping it had
deep.
To do something like farts or sex or something, but you had to be all serious with it, didn't you? Well,
like I said, it's been 12 years. We're not married yet.
I was going to say, do you really want to know that answer, Larry?
No, not really. But seems like the right thing to do.
Oh, all right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Bye. WIRX, hello.
Hey, man, I'd like to ask her if she masturbates as frequently as I do.
I think that's a question that all of us men want to ask.
Now, here, what if you find out she does it more?
Put that on the air, or is that not legitimate?
No, that's perfect. You're on, buddy. Do you think it would be more, or what would you do if it was more?
Jesus Christ, I'd have to kick it up a notch and really lay the hammer down, I guess.
Wouldn't be a bad thing, huh?
All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Big Eric. Thanks, right. Man.
I'm going to use that from here on out. Kick it up a notch and put the hammer down.
Kick it up a notch.
Hey, Brock, what are you doing this afternoon? Well, I'm going to kick it up a notch and put the hammer down.
I haven't seen you in the afternoon for, 2 months.
Because I've been kicking it up a notch and putting the hammer down, man. That's what I've been doing.
Right.
Good Lord. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could ask your significant other one question, what would it be?
We still haven't gotten one for you. Are you waiting for Kiki to come into the studio?
I don't know. I don't know.
I was going to ask you that. Are you debating on whether to do this live?
I should do it live. Put her right on the spot.
Yeah.
But she won't answer, though. It's not like she has to right now.
Right.
I got some magical genie wish. No, my question would be, and it's very self-serving, what can I say or do that would always put you in the mood?
Yeah.
I just have that perfect, you know, just perfect. Perfect.
It's going to be something random, too.
It is. It's going
to
be
it's
like...
It's always something like, you know, I really like it when you take your shirt off and you're about to vacuum. You know, random little stuff like that. I've read stuff like that on Reddit before. Like, what turns you on about your man? It's like the way he puts his lips up to the milk glass when he's drinking milk at breakfast. It's like, what?
Exactly. I would never know that.
All right. Man. That's a good question.
It's a great question. Be getting laid all the time. Where did you come up with take your shirt off and start to vacuum?
I don't know. I'm serious. Some of these girls on this Reddit forum I was reading, some of the answers are like that. I love it when you put the change in your pocket at the supermarket after you pay cash.
And you do this little jingle
right,
to let you know that it's in there.
What? That's it, huh?
That's what I would ask. Just getting laid
off.
Well,
let's get her ass in the studio.
I would just be kicking it up a notch and putting the hammer down. Good morning, 7:58 and 10. You can ask your significant other one question. They had to answer it truthfully. What
just
would it be?
One.
Just one.
Just
that's
one.
All you get. That's really tough because I'm sure we all got all sorts of questions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what might be a good one, too, is what gift can I always buy you that's always a good gift?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to get you. No idea.
Why is cash not a good gift?
I think it's not personable enough.
It's not thoughtful enough.
It's not thoughtful enough. I tell you what, if
have
someone
you ever
gives
received
me cash
and be like, you know what?
Rude, sir.
Take it back.
I don't want, you know what? This is exactly what I could use right now. We could always use cash. I don't like it.
Whoever came up with that conception of, you know what, giving cash is a terrible gift. You know what? Screw you, buddy.
Some mom with a short haircut.
God, dude.
You didn't put any thought into this.
One more time, that's Brock at WIRX.com. Brock at WIRX.
Not saying all moms with short haircuts. It was probably a mom with a short haircut, though.
More than likely.
You know? That likes to speak to the manager a lot. Okay. Here's what I want everyone to do. I want you to think of that question you want to ask your significant other, and I want you to ask them it today.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Throw it out there.
Just throw it
out
there.
You know, there's a lot of questions, but I think we know pretty much everything about each other.
Yeah.
We're pretty open with our relationship.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, right?
Any question you have for me? Technically your work husband,
Husband, if I could ask you any question, what would it be? How many times a week do you masturbate to me?
For God's sakes, 4. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 8:43. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
God, scared the hell out of me. Good Lord. Use that one. That one right there. There you go.
That one that works.
Hi, good morning. There we go. Hi, good morning, Kiki.
Good morning.
You haven't been in here in forever.
Yeah.
Are you mad at us?
Happy New Year, folks.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Nice.
Did we, seriously, are you mad at us? Is that why you haven't been in here?
Well, you guys have a weird odor.
And a weird odor?
Stinks, you know,
yeah.
I'm very
awesomeness.
Sensitive to smells.
Yeah, if that odor
kidding.
Is awesomeness.
I've been busy. I've been wrapping up the year. I've been starting a new year. Like, you know that I work harder and more than you guys, right?
Are you, come on.
No, that's true. That's fair. That's a fair statement.
That's a fair statement. Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't. You know, it's just one of those things that I always try and be more cautious about. Mm-hmm. Living a healthier lifestyle now that I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm. You are. It's gross.
That's all. I don't really set urine. I just ignore you.
Okay, so the topic for today was if you could ask your significant other one question that they had to answer truthfully.
Oh, God, I don't like this one at all.
What would it be? Do you have one for me? I have one for you.
Did your mom drop you on the head when you were a child?
Fun fact, nice. I did crawl off a one-story balcony when I was a wee baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you land on your throat and that's why you have a scratchy voice?
Yes, exactly. No, look, dude, it's crazy. I mean, I probably should have died. I crawled off. This was the old apartment, like duplex that my folks lived in when I was like not even a year old or maybe like a year old. Yeah, I was crawling. So I don't know. Maybe I was like 1.5, 2. However, anyway, you know what? I've been living with you too long. I give long versions. You shut up, lady. I crawled off the balcony and landed. The only thing I did was cut a little bit of the inside of my upper lip.
You landed on your face.
I did. Pow! That's why I have a cowlick up front right there. So my hair sticks straight up.
You got a hard head.
You know, to answer your insensitive question, I did fall on my head as a baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad was mowing the lawn too, and mom was screaming, like, Farrah, you did. But everything's okay. Is that your question?
Yeah, sure.
My question is, are you ready?
I'm not. Go for it.
What's the one thing I could do, no matter what, to always put you in the mood?
Ooh, well, that's easy.
Yeah, what is it?
Take your shirt off and vacuum.
Yes. I was going to say what used to always turn me on, if you want to say. Okay, I got three things.
Three
for
things.
You.
Three. Nice.
You got three chances.
Let me get a pen and write a pen.
That one doesn't work.
All right, what is it?
Well, we didn't have a dishwasher for the longest time. We do now. I've already hand washed the dishes like 100 times before remembering that we have a dishwasher.
Yeah, you're not smart.
Jerk. I would say that watching him wash the dish, like coming home and knowing that I had a ton of dishes to get washed.
Worst. Hillbilly.
Seeing him do them, like finish them up, you know, drying them up and just being like, yeah, I did the dishes.
Gets the engines going, huh?
Washes something after that if you don't know.
Seeing him vacuum the living room.
See, I told you. I told you.
So that's one thing, cleaning. Right. Second thing, you were right. He never wears regular pants. He always wears these really frumpy cargo.
I have cargo to carry. Sorry.
We got tater tots in your pocket.
Slingshot in there.
Slingshot. Yes.
I would say when you wear dark jeans.
Like, so when I dress up a little bit.
When you dress up a little bit. Okay. All right. It's not only do you look good, but really
gets the engine
me up.
Gets the engine going.
The third thing is fishing. And this doesn't mean that you get to go fishing more often, but he usually takes his shirt off, and it's the way that you have to pull the rod back and fling it.
When I'm fly fishing?
When you're fly fishing or just regular fishing.
Yeah.
I take a lot of, he jokes around about how I take a bunch of pictures, mm-hmm. but I'm taking pictures. He's got a good, the fella's got a good back on him.
He's
real muscular, and you know. So he's sitting there whipping that rod around.
He's good at
pulling the rod. You like the way I whip my rod around,
I like the way you rip the rod.
Thanks. All right, well, I'll keep all, well, okay, so I get to go fishing more. That's great, but I got to take you with me during my moments of silence.
Well, I like the layout.
Yeah, that's
I fish
true.
A little bit, and then I get frustrated
because
I have to throw back all the fish I catch.
I'm going to go fishing with you all next year. Just see Blocky the whole year, man.
Hunter's coming along again.
Again.
Come on, let's go fishing, Brock.
The kid doesn't even fish.
He just sits there
and stares at you.
Creepy.
Thanks a lot, Hunter. Trying to get laid here, for God's sakes.